This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the Independence Day celebrations from Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing. The Prime Minister stressed that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail. Prime Minister Modi said that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra to create a powerful weapon system to thwart any attempt by enemies. He also announced the rollout of Prime Minister Vikshit Bharat Rojgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country. Under the scheme, new employment opportunities will be created for 3 crore 50 lakh youth. Joining the rest of the nation, Arunachal Pradesh celebrated the 79th Independence Day today with patriotic fervor. The main state-level function was held at the Indira Gandhi Park, Itanagar, where Chief Minister Pema Khandu hoisted the national flag and took the salute from an impressive parade. The ceremonial march past featured various uniformed contingents, NCC cadets, scouts and guides, and school children. In his address, the Chief Minister said that today Arunachal Pradesh's per capita income has more than doubled by 105%, proving that development is reaching the people and lives are improving across the state. He said that the state government has declared 2025 to 2035 as the decade of hydropower. Mr. Khandu said that 2000 megawatt Subansari Lower project will be ready by May 2026. He said that the 2,880 megawatt Dibang multipurpose project is on track for completion by 2032. He announced that in the next 3 years alone, the government will kick off new hydropower projects worth rupees 2 lakh crore, adding another 19 gigawatt of capacity in the state.
These projects are not just about energy, they are about empowerment. They will bring over 4,000 crores annually as free power to our state and 750 crores to support local area development. Every year, nearly 2,000 crores in dividends will flow directly to the state. That means better roads, better school, better lives. In addition, there will be 30,000 direct jobs in constructions and operations and another 16,000 through support services. This is employment, dignity and stability for thousands of families.
On the occasion, State's Chief Secretary Manish Gupta announced the names of the state award recipients. The celebrations also featured spectacular, vibrant cultural performances by various artists. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak hoisted the national flag at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. Speaking on the occasion, the governor said that Arunachal Pradesh stands in an era of rapid change and immense opportunity. He said that Arunachal Pradesh, guided by the vision of Vikshit Bharat, must aspire for a self-reliant India and ensure opportunities in every village, town and city. Two officers from Arunachal Pradesh have been awarded the President's Medal on the occasion of the 79th Independence Day. Inspector General of Police, Arunachal Pradesh Police, Take Ringu has been awarded the President's Medal for Distinguished Service, while Inspector Kixi Yangfo has been awarded the Medal for Meritorious Service. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main launched the Handloom Unit for the Prodigal Daughter Sisterhood Rehabilitation Center at Chokham today. In a social media post, Main emphasized that this initiative will help women rebuild their lives with dignity and purpose, creating new opportunities for self-reliance. He extended his appreciation to the JPM Chokham Chow Jenia Namchum for funding the project. Indian Army celebrated the 79th Independence Day in remote border villages and schools of Arunachal Pradesh today, reinforcing civil-military ties and national unity. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.